non-trivial factors procedures. These are common sense procedures that became increasingly common as the limitations of statistical and mathematical procedures became better known, and the distinction between exploratory and confirmatory developed, and the crucial role of successful exploring became better known. These procedures are more like judgment calls and require greater application of content knowledge and persuasion. Okay. Scree. Scree plot. Scree is the junk that piles up at the foot of a glacier. It's a diminishing returns approach. Remember, each factor accounts for a little less variance than the one before it, or a lot less variance than the one before it, and it's a question of parsimony. Does that next factor account for enough information to keep it around? So what you do is you plot the eigenvalue for each principal component, and you look for an elbow. That elbow is the point of diminishing returns. Just to keep it fun, there are two different versions of the rule. Cattell gave us these rules, a genius. But he gave us two different rules in successive years, factoring different kinds of variables. The old rule was the number of factors equals the elbow. So we would say 3. The rule late given the next year based on factoring a different kind of stuff was the elbow minus 1. So if it flattens out here, that's the real number of factors. So whenever you're talking about the Scree rule, you got to notice that there's two Scree rules. Sometimes there isn't a clear elbow. Sometimes it's a curve, sometimes it's almost a flat line, sometimes there's multiple elbows. And this approach seems to work best when combined with attention to interpretability. Buddy in graduate school wanted to build a measure of contemporary morality. He started with the Ten Commandments and the Seven Deadly Sins, created a 56-item scale with 8 subscales. His Scree plot looked like this. So the first factor has a huge, accounted for about 50% of the variance, falls off, dips, comes all the way out here. Big elbow at 2. So the 67 rule suggests there's a single factor which clearly accounts for the biggest proportion of the variance. Yeah, he was looking for a thing that broke up into parts. Notice where the second elbow is. Second elbow breaks at 8. That's how many he built this thing to have. Remember that these are subscales of a central construct. Subscales of a central construct. Here we see signs of both. The strength of the central construct, 56 items down to 1 factor accounting for almost half of its variance, and the 8 subscales before it really flattens out. Story about this. He wanted to validate that this actually measured contemporary morality, and this lab did a lot of personality type research, and their basic protocol was they'd invite people in, lying to them about why they were being invited in. It was a cognitive something. And they'd bring 2 people into a room, and then they'd say, okay, wait here, I have to go get the forms and the stopwatch, and I'll be right back. And then shot from down the hall, through a mirror, around the corner, was a videotape of their first 10 minutes of interaction. These were people who had never met before. And they would score up these 10 minutes. The ethics was nicely taken care of. All of the recording was done without any human intervention. They would walk in with the tape and say, I've taped you. If it's okay, sign this consent form. If it's not okay, you can have the tape. In like 12 years of doing that, they only ever had 1 person take the tape because there was a warrant out for their arrest. They really didn't want a tape of them floating around. So the idea was to bring together 2 people that were both high on conventional morality, 2 people that were low on conventional morality, and 1 of each, and see if they had different interactions and thoughts and feelings about those interactions. Well, it turns out the damn thing self-validated. By that, what I mean is 95% of the people with low conventional morality scales no-showed. Never got a chance to run the damn study. Couldn't get people with low conventional morality to show up. They'd say, yeah, I'll be there. One of the few self-validating scales I've ever seen. The non-trivial factors approach also includes things like the percent of variance accounted for. The problem is, it's difficult to set a criterion. Well, I'm going to keep however many factors account for 75% of the variance. Those rules are extremely arbitrary. You sometimes find that in pockets of researchers, they've found rules that are useful. Interpretability. The downside of interpretability is factoring illusions. We're really good at finding patterns even when they're not there. Rotational survival is a personal favorite of mine. If you've got the right number of factors, it's going to hold up even if you try three or four or five different rotational schemes. Okay? So the idea is that you're going to keep seeing that same thing no matter how you look for it. Replicability, always a favorite. And jackknifing is the idea of resampling from a single data set. You take 80% of the data or 50% of the data, run a solution, set it aside, draw another 50%, set it aside, and look for consistency.